Like Mir, Pakistani journalist Ali Shishti has also been threatened for his reporting.
I was kidnapped in Pakistan.
Shishti is based in Karachi, and over the last few days, he's watched in horror as Taliban militants attack the airport there twice.
The biggest threat right now is the Pakistani Taliban.
The airport attacks came as peace talks between the Pakistani government and the Taliban have broken down. So I asked Shishti to explain just why security is collapsing in his country right now.
Why is security collapsing? We're a poor country. We're short on resources. There's a lot of internally displaced people who are coming in, and Taliban are actually part of these people. So they are actually coming into urban areas, and as soon as Pakistan goes after the militants in one part of the country, they actually retaliate in urban areas, and that's what's happening.
I mean, Pakistan's long voiced concern about the porous borders between Pakistan and Afghanistan. How could the Pakistani government in Islamabad allow places like Waziristan to just fester for so long?
We've all been asking the same question. Unfortunately, the Pakistan has used this area particularly to launch attacks in Afghanistan against Soviets. So that's why they kept this area into a gray area historically. But I think there's a lot of realization within Pakistan, especially in the among the politicians. They want to actually have elections and, you know, start police stations in that area. But apparently, there are a lot of people who are very dangerous in that region. Could you imagine about 50,000 Pakistanis have been killed?
Yeah, and a very intense dose of it in the last several days in Karachi. How does that affect daily life in a city like that? Are people just really jumpy and agitated right now?
I think Karachi is a special case because it's the world's biggest Muslim city too. It is ruled by a secular party, which is MQM. It has its ethnic issues, but apparently Karachi has reacted very strongly. I think there's been discussions today supporting the military to go and fight against the Taliban. I think the Pakistan as a nation has realized that militant Islam or the tribal Islam, which we call it, which is somehow sponsored by the ideology of Al-Qaeda, is the biggest national security threat to Pakistan itself, which is a huge change.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on how the U.S. figures into all of this. I mean, the United States is wrapping up a war in Afghanistan. Obviously, it can't take its eye off the Taliban ball, though. So with these attacks on the rise and apparently with impunity, where does this leave the U.S. in terms of leaving some sense of security in the region?
I think the Americans and the Pakistanis, for the first time after long, long, you know, years of discrediting each other, stands actually on one line. You see, we need to distinguish between the Pakistani Taliban, which is totally a B team of Al-Qaeda, and the Afghan Talibans. The Americans and Pakistanis have somehow agreed that the Afghan Talibans has to be given a stake in Afghanistan, as compared to the Pakistani Talibans, which are actually beheading people. They're subhumans, you know, they have got hundreds of suicide bombers. You know, these are people whom we have actually tried talking to, and every time we talk, the talk fails.
See, I think that's where a lot of Americans get confused. You're calling Taliban subhuman, and there's just been this deal between the United States and the Taliban to release Bo Bergdahl in exchange for five Afghan Taliban leaders. They're supposed to be okay guys, and they'll be in Qatar for a year. So what's the deal with the Taliban?
I'm not calling the Afghan Taliban subhumans to start with.
You're distinguishing between Afghan and Pakistani Taliban.
Yeah, because the Pakistani Talibans, they have been beheading kids, they have been killing soldiers, as compared to Afghan Talibans who were actually trying to negotiate with the Americans. And the Americans and the Afghan Talibans are actually on the same page in a lot of other issues. What you see in Qatar right now is actually a rational discussion between two nations for the future of Afghanistan. So the biggest national security threat right now to the Americans, to the Pakistanis, and to even Afghanistan, are the Pakistani Talibans.
That was investigative journalist Ali Shishti speaking with us from Karachi, Pakistan.